And now a profile of a young man who's hoping a dying craft will help secure his economic future. He's a tailor's apprentice, devoted to learning from an old master. NPR's labor reporter Frank Langfitt has our story from the Philadelphia suburbs.
Step into Centofanti Custom Tailors on Philadelphia's main line and step back in time. In one corner stands a rusting steam press with a pipe held together by duct tape. Next to it, an old machine that makes buttonholes. But head into the basement, and you find a real throwback, a young tailor's apprentice. He's Joe Genuardi, 27 years old, and at the moment, he's using a huge pair of shears to cut a suit from a piece of blended fabric made of cashmere and silk.
Now, in a factory, this would be done by machine?
Yeah. They cut it with like a big bandsaw, if you can imagine that.
Genuardi has spent the last year and a half learning to make custom suits by hand. Instead of working off digital blueprints, he drafts the clothes for each customer on life-size pieces of cardstock. They hang by the hundreds from pipes in the basement. Joe rolls out one he's using to make a pair of pants for his girlfriend, Kelly.
You know, I'm proud to be at this point where I can make this from scratch. I don't have to buy a pattern. I don't have to go to the store and buy something off the rack. I mean, I can make something, and it's better quality than what I'm going to find in the store.
My name is Joseph Centofanti.
Centofanti is almost 90. He learned tailoring as a boy in Italy.
I've been in this location for 51 years. The fact I made very little change on the store. Typical custom tailor, no show business.
Centofanti makes more than 150 pieces of clothing a season. Suits begin at $2,500. But Centofanti says finding people to help him is tough.
When you try to find a tailor to work for you, where do you go?
They find me.
But there aren't many. Joe Genuardi was planning to move to Italy to learn tailoring. Then he heard about Centofanti. Thinking the store would be closed on a Sunday, he went there to check it out. Centofanti's daughter, Helen, who helps run the store, listens as Joe recounts meeting her father.
I'm looking in the window, and he's staring right back at me. And I said, oh, gosh, I guess I have to go in now. And we talked that morning for, I'd say, at least an hour. He asked me why I wanted to, why in God's name do you want to get into this field? You're crazy.
Since then, Centofanti has taught Joe how to calculate proportions using an L-shaped metal tailor square. Joe has also learned how to draft, cut, and sew by hand. Centofanti tells Joe to practice techniques hundreds, even thousands of times.
I push him. Sometimes I push too much, he gets all... I don't have much time myself.
Joe studied industrial design in college. He says most of his colleagues work for global firms like Ralph Lauren or DKNY. But people who follow fashion say there are more and more people like Joe Genuardi. Patricia Mears is deputy director of the museum at the Fashion Institute of Technology in New York.
He's an anomaly, that's for sure. But there's a growing trend amongst young people who not only want to avoid the issue of creating things or really consuming things on a mass market level. They are engrossed in the concept of craft and really looking at making things beginning to end, especially something that's so intimately connected to the human body.
So what are Joe's dreams after an apprenticeship?
Would you like to have your own tailor shop someday?
Sure, yeah. But it takes a long time to learn, and the more I learn, the more I know it takes longer. But and I'm okay with that because I love what I'm doing.
As for Centofanti, he has no plans to retire, and he expects his tailor shop to outlive him.
My daughter's going to take over.
And hopefully Joe will stick with me.
So you don't have much doubt that this Centofanti's will keep going on in the next generation?
Oh, yeah. We'll go on forever.
Frank Langfitt, NPR News.